The next patient is Karen Nobilio. The last name is N-O-B-I-L-I-O. First name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that is a patient referred by Dr. Mina, M-I-N-A, B-H-A-T-T, for evaluation of CKD stage 3B, period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension since 1998. Whether or not this blood pressure has been under control is not known, but the patient has been taking medications on a regular basis, and the current blood pressure is under control. She also has a history of a heavy smoking ever since she was 13 years old. And she has a severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Obstructive sleep apnea. She uses oxygen concentrator, and apparently she has a CPAP machine. She has a history of overweight, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease with evidence of one stent that was placed. I don't have the specific PCI. In the referral, there is evidence that the patient had adequate kidney function up to April 18 of 2023 when the estimated GFR was around 56. In May of 2023, the estimated GFR is 54. In July of 2023 was 37 and has remained low ever since. In summary, the patient has evidence of deterioration of the kidney function that is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. The patient had a CT of the abdomen that was done in December of 2022. That had some vascular calcifications, little cysts. There was no thinning of the parenchyma, and no evidence of hydronephrosis, period. If the patient has an obstructive component, is unknown. The patient claims that she doesn't feel that she is emptying the urinary bladder. Period. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis. We don't have a spot urines for microalbumin creatinine ratio, albumin creatinine ratio that are necessary in this case. We're going to order the PTH as well as the phosphorus. In order to complete the assessment. The patency of the renal arteries will be assessed in this patient that has a diffuse arteriosclerotic process. Period. The treatment with the Jardiance has been advocated, and I agree with the suggestion. The patient is going to pick up medication that was called by Dr. Bat's office to the pharmacy. Period. Number two, the patient has severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The risk involved in the smoking accelerating the arteriosclerotic process was extensively discussed with this patient, and she has to come up with a plan to eliminate this this factor that indeed is going to eventually be the accelerator for the kidney disease as well as the coronary artery disease. Following coronary artery disease, status post PCI, followed by the cardiologist, following number history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, that aneurysm that is intrarenal, followed by Dr. Saint, S-A-I-N-T, Lewis, L-O-U-I-S. Following number hyperlipidemia on medication, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease, following number arterial hypertension that seems to be under control. We are going to reevaluate the case after the workup that was ordered. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We keep you posted of the progress.